Тренировочное задание номер 9.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1, 7. Используйте каждую цифру, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
At the end of June, a week after my 16th birthday, my compulsory education finished. I was free to go off and find a job, or continue with academic or vocational learning. Because I'm still undecided about a career, and I'm not even sure if I will want to eventually go to university, I chose to go to Brighton, Hove and Sussex Sixth Form College. So far, it's okay. I've chosen A-levels in English, French and history for no better reason than these were my favourite subjects at school.
Speaker B. I got a letter from the college today offering me the chance to take Spanish as well. It will be a lot more work, of course, but I did get a GCSE in Spanish at school and quite enjoyed it. It's also a useful language for me potentially, as it is spoken widely throughout the American continent. Even in the USA, where I wouldn't mind working one day in the future. Almost 40 million people speak Spanish as a first language. I think I'll at least start the course and see how it goes.
Speaker C.
I downloaded my college term planner today. It is not as overcrowded as I feared it might be. Actually, Tuesdays and Fridays are horrid, as I have lessons at the beginning and the end of each day, with a 3-hour gap in the middle. I'll just have to get used to working in the library, I suppose, but I get easily distracted there.
Speaker D. I go by bus to college, but the bus timetable is awkward. I either arrive very early or bang on time if the bus is on schedule. But the bus is often a few minutes late. Unfortunately for me, the college is really tough about being on time. If you are late regularly, you run the risk of being told to leave. Their policy is more or less that there are no excuses for being late or missing a class unless you are sick and can prove it with a doctor's certificate. So I arrive very early.
Speaker E.
I must admit that I'm really enjoying my college atmosphere. I think the main difference between college and school is that all the kids want to be here as opposed to being forced to be there. There's a lot of cooperation between the students, and the teaching staff at college speak to you and treat you like an adult. The Spanish is coming on well, but the workload is hard. I might take the A level in June, then drop Spanish next year. I'd rather do one language well than two badly.
Speaker F.
I got an A for my end-of-term test in French, and hooray, I'm going to Paris next week on an exchange program. I'll be staying with Anne-Marie and her family for a week, and then she'll come and live with my family for a week. I haven't met her yet, but I saw and spoke to her on the Skype webcam. It was great. We understood each other perfectly well. My French professor can be proud of me. But strange enough, Anne-Marie finds my name hard to pronounce. I don't know why. I am Virginia. We already agreed that we'll have a girls' night out in Paris.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Speaker A.
At the end of June, a week after my 16th birthday, my compulsory education finished. I was free to go off and find a job, or continue with academic or vocational learning. Because I'm still undecided about a career, and I'm not even sure if I will want to eventually go to university, I chose to go to Brighton, Hove and Sussex Sixth Form College. So far, it's okay. I've chosen A-levels in English, French and history for no better reason than these were my favourite subjects at school.
Speaker B. I got a letter from the college today offering me the chance to take Spanish as well. It will be a lot more work, of course, but I did get a GCSE in Spanish at school and quite enjoyed it. It's also a useful language for me, potentially, as it is spoken widely throughout the American continent, even in the USA, where I wouldn't mind working one day in the future. Almost 40 million people speak Spanish as a first language. I think I'll at least start the course and see how it goes. Speaker C.
I downloaded my college term planner today. It is not as overcrowded as I feared it might be. Actually, Tuesdays and Fridays are horrid, as I have lessons at the beginning and the end of each day, with a 3-hour gap in the middle. I'll just have to get used to working in the library, I suppose, but I get easily distracted there.
Speaker D. I go by bus to college, but the bus timetable is awkward. I either arrive very early or bang on time if the bus is on schedule. But the bus is often a few minutes late. Unfortunately for me, the college is really tough about being on time. If you are late regularly, you run the risk of being told to leave. Their policy is more or less that there are no excuses for being late or missing a class unless you are sick and can prove it with a doctor's certificate. So I arrive very early. Speaker E.
I must admit that I'm really enjoying my college atmosphere. I think the main difference between college and school is that all the kids want to be here as opposed to being forced to be there. There's a lot of cooperation between the students, and the teaching staff at college speak to you and treat you like an adult. The Spanish is coming on well, but the workload is hard. I might take the A-level in June, then drop Spanish next year. I'd rather do one language well than two badly.
Speaker F.
I got an A for my end-of-term test in French, and hooray, I'm going to Paris next week on an exchange program. I'll be staying with Anne-Marie and her family for a week, and then she'll come and live with my family for a week. I haven't met her yet, but I saw and spoke to her on the Skype webcam. It was great. We understood each other perfectly well. My French professor can be proud of me. But strange enough, Anne-Marie finds my name hard to pronounce. I don't know why. I am Virginia. We already agreed that we'll have a girls' night out in Paris.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.